This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The Bible says that as the end days approach, whether you believe in it or not, the Bible says time will speed up. People will run to and fro continually. There'll be so much information, no one will know what to do with it. Like water, water everywhere, not a drop to drink, because despite all the information, the public, on average, will get dumber and dumber. The aftermath of the Megyn Kelly interview, we're going to be going over that today, what it signifies in dinosaur media, the untold deceptions of the 19-minute piece, it just makes the head swim. There's so many lies. Then, of course, we've got the even bigger news here, ladies and gentlemen. U.S.-led coalition, downing of Syrian plane, act of aggression and support of terrorists. That's from the Ministry of Defense and from their Foreign Affairs Department. Russia to target U.S. planes flying over Syria as targets and shoot them down. Russia warns U.S. not to hit Syrian government troops. In another report, Russia ends air safety agreement between U.S.-led coalition for Syrian jet shootdown. Now, Trump has turned the U.S. military loose to take out ISIS, but they've been massing artillery, Marines, Army, you name it, in and along on both sides of the Iraqi-Syrian border. We've seen people like the National Security advisor to the president, also the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, as well as the Secretary of Defense, floating different ideas about taking out Assad and ISIS at the same time. So this is a very dangerous situation. McMaster's appears to be at the center of it. I'm not trying to demonize him. It's just that's the news that keeps coming out from our sources and then is later confirmed in the news. I cannot stress to people enough how dangerous this is to have this confrontation with Russia on Russia's doorstep in a sovereign country where Russia was invited in, where our government, starting 6 years ago, via Hillary at the head of the State Department and Obama, launching strikes into the country with paramilitary forces to destabilize it, call the invasion a civil war, back ISIS, back al-Qaeda, back al-Nusra, trying to overthrow the country. Our own military refused to go along with it, going back about 4.5 years ago. So there's been a stalemate. And now that Trump's in, he says knock out ISIS. But then our military begins to knock out ISIS, but also prepares to basically take the rest of the country with these military moves and begins targeting and bombing Assad forces on the ground that are battling Wahhabist forces. And now shooting down a Syrian aircraft. This is a U.S.-Russia showdown. And it's being done by the deep state, not President Trump, who made it clear that he is not going to have troops on the ground to take out Assad. And we told you that 3 days before he came out and said that word for word a few months ago from our White House sources. And Trump has been very, very clear about this. That he doesn't like the fact the civil war was started there by Obama, that he doesn't think the Syrian leadership is offensive or causing a problem, and that it's not our place to remove them, and that he wants to basically stabilize the Middle East and put Iran and Saudi Arabia in check. Remember, Trump said no to troops in Syria. His aides aren't so sure. That was days after we broke that down. Bloomberg and others laid it out. The point is, we have our sources, and I've reached out to them. I haven't gotten contacted back yet. Because it takes time to get in a position to be able to get the information. And I'll just leave it at that. But we have a bunch of big guests today. Jesse James is coming on. We have Mike Cernovich in studio. Paul Joseph Watson. Joe Biggs is going to be in studio. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
you. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Interfusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction. Sorcerer of death construction.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are viewing the collapse of mainstream media, not just here, but around the world. We are witnessing the panicking cultural left, backed by the big multinational combines, openly trying to declare physical and cultural war against anyone that doesn't submit to them. And we have the big news. Last night, the U.S. military reportedly shot down a Syrian military aircraft in its own airspace for reportedly flying too close to U.S. forces. About a month ago, they blew up a convoy that was going into a town controlled by ISIS. So a military convoy of armored vehicles and tanks was bombed by the U.S. military. And Russia is saying this is basically an act of war. They have warned the U.S. after downing a Syrian warplane and say if any U.S. aircraft enter the airspace now, they're going to shoot it down. So that is what you call a new Cuban Missile Crisis. That is what you call people. That is what you call the people of the planet having a very, very serious problem on their hands, as the deep state inside of our government attempts to manipulate our country into war. President Trump is on record. President Trump is clear. President Trump does what he says he'll do, or he basically dies trying. And he has said, I want to knock out ISIS, kick him out of Iraq, kick him out of Syria. They were Obama's problem. He helped create them with Hillary. Now I'm the president. It's my problem. And every time McMaster's or every time somebody else comes out and says, we're going to take out Assad too, Trump comes out and says, no, you're not. Our troops are there to remove ISIS and stabilize the country. We're not removing Assad. They're going to have elections. We already have an agreement. So clearly, this is being done to stir things up. This is being done to try to push our country into war. And this is the biggest threat yet to the Trump presidency, to our recovery, and to real world peace. Our government, with Saudi Arabia and others, turned loose jihadi Wahhabist fighters in more than 15 countries in the last 9 years under Obama. Trump is now trying to reverse that. The Arab Spring was run by the criminal elements of the CIA and by Google and by Facebook and by all the usual suspects and by CNN promoting it. That's why we say CNN is ISIS. And more folks took the stage in New York last night at Shakespeare in the Park, where they simulated murdering the president, and said, CNN is ISIS. Stop pushing a culture of violence. Stop pushing death. Stop doing it. And so all over, this is beginning to happen more and more. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we have to ask ourselves, what are we going to do as a people to wake up to the fact that we're being manipulated? And how are we going to reach out to the mass of folks, upwards of a third of the population of the United States, even higher in Europe, that's still in a trance, that still believes mainstream media is their friend? Because we can laugh at that 30-40% that don't know their head from a hole in the ground and who can't find their rear end with both hands, but those are our fellow humans. I don't care what color they are, where they came from. They can be woken up, and we need to wake them up, because they're being used as a lemming army of destabilization and danger. So we're going to cover the Russia situation. We're going to cover the push by leftists for violence that's even got Ted Nugent saying, listen, we need to de-escalate this on the right and the left. He's not saying that out of weakness. He's saying that out of understanding that these fools don't know how much danger they're in. And we're trying to take the high road one more time before things get really, really physical. So that's all coming up today. Also, Megyn Kelly showed herself to be absolutely, completely, and totally deceptive. This is 1,000 times bigger than Megyn Kelly, 1,000 times bigger than Alex Jones. This is 100 times bigger than Donald Trump. This is about humanity and our destiny and our future. And it's about MSM, with its billions of dollars per station, crafting lies. And if you watch the 19-minute piece, it is one lie from pillar to post, from the start to the finish. And that's why I can't just start attacking it today, because we're going to basically make a mini-documentary with the behind-the-scenes audio and video, and we're going to show you lie after lie after lie systematically, so you can see that this is the ultimate lie. But bigger than that, you can also see it's the ultimate failure, from putting a heat lamp over my head to morphing my face and blowing it up big and lighting her perfectly, to saying Trump's a liar, I'm a liar, Joe Biggs is a liar, no drugs come across the Mexico border, we're not journalists, that wasn't drugs in those containers. We talked to the FBI. We talked to the state police. We talked to the high-level folks in ICE who told us where to go watch, because they've been ordered to stand down. Joe was briefed by the FBI after this, and he was briefed before the next mission, and he went into Mexico, where they have an Al-Qaeda base, an ISIS base, and it was later confirmed 1 year after that indeed that was an ISIS facility by Judicial Watch. So, Joe Biggs, our reporter, goes in. We also first reported that in McAllen, the federal government was shipping people in and giving them money to be shipped by Greyhound and other bus wherever they wanted to go in the country to Democratic facilities. And then later that all broke. You knew it as the, quote, migrant crisis, the children. The media spun it. They were children. 17% were under the age of 18. It was whole families. And we went into the centers. We went into the facilities. We went and we showed you. Ja'Kari Jackson showed you. Adan Salazar showed you. Joe Biggs showed you. I showed you. John Bound showed you. We all went to the border and we went in the terminals and we showed you all of it. We interviewed the local county emergency manager that said, yes, we're ordered to load them in. They're not checked at the border. They come in. We put them onto the vehicle, and we bring them in. No ID, no nothing. So we show that, and Megyn Kelly says, look at the fake journalism. They claim these men swimming across the Rio Grande are bringing in drugs. We talked to law enforcement. They said those are 55-pound standard cartel bags. It's marijuana. It floats. The mules or the couriers then go back across and do it over and over and over again, unless sometimes there are people that are illegal coming in, and part of their passage across is that they've got to carry the bags. 55-pound packs. It's compacted marijuana. Its classic name is Mexican brown weed. It's known because it's dead. It's brown. It's been compacted. It's the classic marijuana that's always flooded Texas my whole life. Give me the worst headache you can imagine. But the point is, that is the, you know, kind of the Budweiser of marijuana. It's the cheap or the Milwaukee's best. And everybody knows it, and that's what it is. And it's being brought across, and it's being loaded on right in front of you. I mean, we've got it coming across the Rio Grande with a camera. Then we're waiting when they come through the woods, the same people catch it on both sides, a perfect media sting. Where's our Peabody? Where's our Pulitzer? Where's our award for risking our lives? We don't get one. Megyn Kelly, who'd never get close to that, says that it's fake. Yeah, they were just carrying their dirty laundry across. Or, I don't know, maybe some food. No, it's drugs. And you'd have to be a conspiracy theorist to say it wasn't. But getting back to Megyn Kelly, because it's bigger than her. It's about the fall. Ladies and gentlemen, I looked at her ratings with Putin. It was 7 million. Dateline NBC had up to 15 million viewers when I've been on it two or three times before. And it was never even a big deal. I mean, I'm on big shows all the time. This was hype. She has the record lowest ratings ever recorded for Dateline NBC because people are sick of it and they don't want hit pieces. And it was a total hit piece where she just acted like she interviewed me, waited till I paused, waited till I wiggled my chair over almost 2 hours, and then cut it together like I was a sweating buffoon. Well, people all know the reality. They see this gibbering, stammering person when I'm the opposite of that. People know they just saw fraud. But we've got it all. We've got the audio. We've got everything. But Mike Cernovich just pointed out to me, America's Funniest Home Videos has higher ratings in reruns than this. Mike Cernovich will be on with us in studio coming up with Jesse James in just a little while, but break this down for us.
Exactly. She was humiliated. We counter-programmed her. So I don't know. Should you do her a favor and release the tapes is my question, because the way I'm thinking is nobody cares about her. Nobody cares about her. Do we want to promote her brand anymore? Because she's going to be out of the game. So I would say don't even release the audio. Okay. What's the point of releasing the audio when she's a failure and needs us to promote her brand? We would be doing her a huge favor. So I don't think we should release the audio.
And I want to be 100% clear here. In fact, let's pull that up. I'll give folks your source on that. Record low ratings, what, 3-point-something million. We'll show you the actual document here in a moment. This is joke level. We're not here saying we're on a power trip. We're not here saying we're big, we're powerful. It's not that we're that big. She's that little. There it is, Hollywood Reporter. The show offers up a flat 3.5 million viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, that is complete and total joke level. Sean Hannity every day has like 8 million viewers on his, or listeners on his radio show, 3 to 5 million on his nightly show. This broadcast has over 3 million a day conservatively. Rush Limbaugh has upwards of 10 million listeners a day. People like Coast to Coast AM's George Norrie has 6 to 8 million listeners a day. I mean, talk radio is the biggest thing out there, but TV believes it's so elite and so powerful. We're only pointing out that 3.5 for her show, when it was hyped like it was the end of the world, is unbelievable. They hyped this like the Super Bowl for over 2 weeks. And let's expand on this. Mike Cernovich on his Facebook put out one video that was titled, let me go from memory here, Megyn Kelly, the Queen of Fake News. I saw his internal analytics on his phone yesterday at my house where it had 4.5 million views, and then another version had 2 million views on somebody else's channel, and our channel copied it and had 1 million views, and then all my other videos together were over 15 million views. Just a few of the videos we put together, so with his views, that's 22-plus million views in the last week on videos we put out online. We get 22 mil, she gets 3.5 mil. Now, this again, this shows how it is literally a giant fraud, a giant hoax, a giant paper tiger. Mike Cernovich.
Yeah, exactly. TV's a dead medium. It was a fun thing to kind of do, but she tried to use you for the ratings. It didn't work. People aren't interested in what they have to say. I mean, I actually got a funny comment from somebody who's a more liberal person, a liberal media critic, and he had said to me, he said, they brought on Tom Brokaw, whereas you had on me and Andrew Torba, the founder of a new social media company. We're the future. We're the truth. The best they can do is Megyn Kelly. Tom, I didn't know who Tom Brokaw was. And then when I saw him, I thought it was Dan Rather. Who cares? They think they're going to lecture us. And then meanwhile, you have me. I'm out there breaking big news. Andrew Torb is on there doing great things in social media. We're the future. They're the past. Everybody sees it now. Even the liberals who might disagree with us are saying, Cernovich, you know, I'm trying to tell my friends that if you guys don't up your game, you're going to be crushed, and they're winning the game. That's what they're saying about us. Everybody now who understands is saying that we are winning and destroying the media game. And the left, even with their big pharma advertisers, the poison that they sell people, all the diseases that they make up that don't even exist, even with all that money behind them and Soros behind them, we have them on the run for the first time since probably 1950.
And I'll tell you what's crazy. I'm not being mean to old people. I love old people that are patriots. But when you looked at all the hosts except for Kelly, they all looked like they were 80 years old, and they were all trying to act like they were cool hipsters. You know, oh, legalize marijuana, or oh, let's go to New Zealand, or let's go do this or that. And then they roll out Tom Brokaw, who called me a total unalloyed racist earlier in the week. And then they come back. And he's at the end of the show to say, we must stand against this evil racist. You know, we've got to do all this. I mean, this is unbelievable. They literally opened up like the Crypt Keeper's mausoleum to bring out all their heavy hitters. And I realized that's because all the execs are super old at NBC. That's because the shareholders are. I see the parties they have with Megyn Kelly on the runway. And it's a bunch of 75, 85, 90-year-old people with their trophy wife, 45-year-old women, and it's all these old men like Hugh Hefner's in these photos. You can Google their names, Dan Rather, Megyn Kelly, and see them on the runway together, and like all these little old men that are shorter than her, and that's no big deal. You get smaller as you get older. You know, my dad's like a foot shorter than he used to be, and I'm a few inches shorter than I used to be. Because, you know, you slunch over, your discs start collapsing, whatever. But there's like all these little gremlin men like hanging on her like she's their mommy, and they hope Medusa can roll out and defeat us. And then they have 3.5 million viewers, according to Nielsen and Hollywood Reporter. This is the biggest joke I've ever seen. Ladies and gentlemen, my Sunday show is only half the size of my weekday broadcast. I like to get ahead of the news. It's got over 100 affiliates. Conservatively, according to the ad agencies that get the big spectrum of ratings that come in, it has close to 2 million listeners on average that tune in. Sometimes if there's an NFL game or something, it's like, you know, not even a million. But that's on commercial radio rated almost 2 million. The weekday show, almost 4 million over the 3-4 hours. But that's rated. And then, of course, there's internet and live streams and everything else. It's huge. We're talking conservatively 45 million different people that tune in each week one way or the other. it affects 45 million people. It's not 6 million like Tom Brokaw. But notice Tom Brokaw on every other channel this week kept saying 6 million, 6 million, 6 million. There was no original article that even said that. Some talking point went out and said the 6 million. And I think it came from Podesta, because the entire attack we're seeing from Pizzagate to Newtown to everything is the exact hit pieces they put out a year ago in the Hillary campaign against myself and Trump. It's word for word. What do you think?
Yeah, it's old news and it's boring. And all credit, of course, to you and the people who sucked the air dry. So what happened is, because we counter-programmed so aggressively, everybody had already thought they watched the interview. Nobody cared to watch Megyn Kelly. If you actually read the articles, all the articles talked about how we were drinking champagne and having fun and toasting to victory and everything. Nobody even cared about what Megyn Kelly said. It goes to show she's not interesting. She doesn't read books. I said, ask Megyn Kelly what is the last book she has read. She clearly is not literate. She's not cultured. She didn't read a book about Russia before she went to Putin. I'd actually heard from my sources in the media that she had made some very, she mistook St. Petersburg landmarks for things that were in Moscow. She completely humiliated herself.
She got really excited when she talked about Putin to me. And again, she doesn't get this. Even a toad like me with a heat lamp over my head, who'd been working since, you know, 7 in the morning, interviewing me at 10 at night, and despite all the editing and almost 2 hours that she had just from that interview, all she could put out was the 5 or 6 stammers, the 5 or 6 times that I wiped my brow to make me look uneasy, and all these jump cuts. And even CNN reporters came out and said, this adds credence to Jones because it's so edited. And that's what Sean Hannity said. He said, listen, I'm not taking sides here, but he said, this is totally edited. The American people deserve to see the full interview. I mean, this is a joke.
Yeah, I was embarrassed by the whole thing, and it goes to show we should not waste our time talking to these people. They can't bring us any. They don't bring anything to the table. NBC doesn't bring anything to the table.
Well, but let's be clear. Her show didn't overall, but the giant spectacle and the trolling them did. Because I realized when I bought that bottle of champagne at the grocery store yesterday with you before we came into the office, we were hanging out at my house, I knew that regardless, just popping the champagne bottle and declaring victory would be victory. Because they don't get it. Mainstream media is already hated and reviled. They're already seen as the enemy. So all we have to do is signify and identify with the public that hates them and celebrate their cultural power's death. That was the big win, was simply the act of pissing on them.
Well, and that's what I've been trying to tell all these weak beta males in the GOP who we have to rout in 2018. The hit piece only lands if you flinch. When you laugh in their face and you mock them and you toast champagne, it doesn't even matter what's showing.
Exactly. If they throw a punch. Listen, that time Glenn Danzig, who's a great musician and everything else, got in a fight with a guy a lot bigger than him and you know, took it on the chin and got knocked out. That really hurt him. But if it wouldn't have knocked him out, it would have made him even stronger. Or if he'd have got back up and uppercutted the guy, then, you know, he'd be champion of the world. And I'm not trying to knock Glenn Danzig. You know, the point is, his bodyguards jumped in and wouldn't let him keep fighting. Maybe he would have won. The point is that if you take it on the chin, and then it even knocks you down, but you get back up. You're Superman. And that's why I went into it. Even a sweating blob up there with them lying and those snakes attacking me from every side, even though I'm not that strong, I'm not that good, my heart's good, I want freedom, and I knew we would defeat them. And across the board, they admit, we destroyed them, and she had to lie on tape and promise it wasn't a hit piece. She's now known as a total liar, a total fraud. This is a devastating defeat for them.
Yeah, nobody interesting is going to talk to her now because we all heard her commit journalistic fraud. She is now a journalistic fraud. People who are interesting like me, why would I ever talk to her now? Especially for a few paltry viewers. I'll do more on that, spending my time on Facebook. And that's something that fake news people, media people have to understand. They get real angry because I blow them off and I go, look, dude, I can do a video or write a blog post. More people are going to read it. They're going to read your article. So don't waste my time. So the only media people I'll talk to now, they have to be literate and have read books. And that means it's only like 5% of journalism, because the other people, they ask you the same questions over and over again, the same boring thing, Sandy Hook, Pizzagate, this or that. And the public is burned out. You have to stay fresh. So the optics of it, I mean, you could, if you wanted to talk about a meme, you could compare you, me, Andrew Torba on one side. On the other side, Dan Rather or Tom Rather or whatever the guy's name is. And Megyn Kelly on the other side, and then go show that to the people and say, what is the future and what is the past?
Exactly. Or just show shots of younger people that are on YouTube, even than us, and like show their stats. They're like 20 times bigger. And then say, now look at these people rolling out a retiree like Tom Brokaw. But again, if Tom Brokaw was promoting freedom, he would have giant audiences no matter how old he was. So it's not bashing old people. It just shows, though, it is a bunch of old, out-of-touch people that still think globalism's going to win when we've kicked their butt. Thanks, Mike Cernovich. More coming up on the Russia crisis.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Gentlemen, Mike Cernovich is in studio with us. He was in the control room, but I thought just bring him in here. We've got a bunch of other guests coming on throughout the day. We've had one British man reportedly run over a Muslim and kill him in the street and hit a few other people. They're calling it a terror attack. The left is calling for total retribution. They're saying all whites are to blame and all Christians are to blame. They're not calling for unity. They're not calling for love. They're not calling for hashtag, you know, sweetie pie. They're calling for death. We don't even know the truth about this or what the guy's political motives were yet. And they said that the man was already in the street and appeared to be sick with people gathered around him when he got run over. Now, we've seen staged events where they stage dead kids and stuff on the side of the Mediterranean. We know Islamists will blow themselves up for their political aims. So could this be staged? I'm not saying that. I'm saying our government staged the babies in the incubators event that led to millions of dead in multiple wars. I'm saying Muslims are, you know, caught staging stuff all the time. Trump said, you know, he thought the Jewish center's getting attacked and the cemeteries was probably a false flag. And it turned out a month later, the police busted a young leftist Jewish man that was doing it to blame Trump.
And a journalist, actually, Juan M. Thompson, who, I mean, this is amazing. And again, that's why the fake news media is having a crisis of legitimacy, is Juan M. Thompson, who formerly worked at The Intercept, had written articles about how Trump, people at Trump rallies were calling the N-bomb and dropping N-bombs and everything like that. But then it turns out he was the person who was actually calling in death threats to Jewish community centers, and he was actually trying to frame a white woman that he had dated or been involved with for this crime. So we literally have so-called journalists, right, calling in bomb threats, trying to frame other people, and then they go, well, wait a minute, why does nobody trust this? Why do people second guess?
By the way, he was a journalist, a leftist, all this stuff. Threats on the ADL. I'm not saying the ADL did this, but they've been caught breaking into police stations to get files. They've been caught and they've lost lawsuits framing people, calling them anti-Semitic. They were founded, the ADL was founded by the Jewish mafia. Now, I don't believe Jews run the world. I'm not anti-Semitic. The ADL itself, though, is a leftist organization that has been caught and been absolutely, you know, convicted in civil court of engaging in these type activities. And so we should investigate, you know, this particular operative and see if he had connections to the ADL.
Well, a lot of my Jewish friends actually hate the ADL and will, you know, will talk about these issues all the time because they know that there's a lot of people trying to divide people along racial lines, ethnic
religious
lines. Now, one thing you'll notice is Alex began receiving death threats last night from Megyn Kelly, and that, I believe, was a target. She was trying to put a target on Alex. And unlike Alex and I, we have pledged to disavow all political violence. So if this thing that happened with the guy in the van running over the mosque, I had people going, oh, I bet you won't comment about this. And I go, you're such a sociopath that you think that I would ever, ever have the back.
No, I think if he did this just because they were Muslims, it's wrong.
It's terrorism.
And it's only going to escalate this. I totally agree that this is the time to intensify our calls to never offensively launch violence. I agree with Ted Nugent. We need to get back on the broadcast, Uncle Ted, that we need to have unity as much as possible as the left tries to start a civil war. And we're saying that again, so we have the moral high ground, but invite them to stop what they're doing. And a lot of leftists, you know, say, oh, yeah, we're about to bring it. We're about to shoot you. We're about to kill everybody. We're about to get Trump. They take our wanting to have peace, are wanting to have the high road. They take our kindness for weakness, and it seems like our calls for peace, though, are only getting them into a more violent froth everywhere.
Well, they better hope. Well, they found out that we'll protest, okay? So they found out that if you want to have a little play where you assassinate Trump, the new right does protest. So my advice to them would be to ratchet down. But the bigger issue here is, why will Jake Tapper and Megyn Kelly and Brian Stelter and CNN, why will not they join our pledge to disavow political violence of all types? They won't.
That's right. Wolf Blitzer had on the guest that said the guy that, you know, shot the congressman and the cops and everything last week, and Congressman Scalise still fighting for his life, and all these surgeries later, he has the guest on saying this man wasn't evil. He was just tired of politics. And everybody nods their head on the show. It's like, absolutely. I mean, we need to hear from Wolf Blitzer that he disavows people saying this was, quote, just political. Because God forbid somebody then find Wolf Blitzer next time, or another CNN host, the next time they're doing a live remote, just walks up and pumps rounds into them saying it's just politics. So that would be horrible.
Well, that's the whole point. That's what I keep telling them, is I go, look, you guys got to understand something here. I am trying to keep you safe. And if you say, hey, it's open season on Trump supporters, it's open season on Alex Jones, Mike Cernovich, the independent media, if you're inciting your listeners and viewers to murder us, I can assure you, if any harm befalls either of us, you have no idea what will be unleashed. So you need the peace. I don't need it. I'm not afraid. If things go hot, hey, I'm not afraid of anything. Neither are people on my team, all right? We, though, we have daughters. We like art. We like culture. There's nothing good about Civil War, so you got to understand that. Another point, too, is...
But we do have security, and we've got, in each major room, weapons lockers.
Exactly, yeah. So they have, and I, when I travel, even they go, oh, you know, are you by yourself? And I go, if you think I'm by myself, I'm not obviously not going to blow ops. I could talk about what I carry or whatever. But the bigger point is CNN also hosted Thomas DeMassimo, who jumped the stage in Ohio Trump rally, attempted to assassinate Trump. He had tweeted out gun emojis about Trump and said that he wanted to be a martyr. CNN put him on. And they called him a protester. That kid in Vegas, I call him a kid, he's actually a terrorist. The BBC did a profile on him. He tried to grab a gun from Secret Service, and he was going to go try to murder Trump. They treat these guys like heroes. And then they come at us and try to pin,
absolutely,
pin things on us when they're the ones who are saying, we will give you an audience, we will give you a platform if you try.
But let's be clear. Let's be clear. I want to get into the Russia issues and a few other here in a moment. We got a bunch of guests coming up today, but Mike Cernovich in studio with us, visiting us here in Austin as we gear up to launch more shows and a larger network system on radio and TV. I want to just pull back just briefly on Megyn Kelly, because you've got a lot of prominent folks texting you. I've got them texting me saying, yes, we're sick of Megyn Kelly. She's been defeated. She had 3.5 million viewers. When Dateline NBC used to have 15 million, when she first took over the show, it had 6-7 million. People don't want to see their hit pieces. They're sick of the hype. When the mainstream media hypes something, everybody tunes out of it. Meanwhile, again, we're not bragging. I had over 15 million views just on Facebook and YouTube last week, just on our handful of Megyn Kelly videos. The average video had about 1 million views. I mean, that's crazy. We had one that had 4 million views. You had a couple with over 4 million views. Paul Watson. I mean, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. Plus, I'm airing those videos here on air with an audience of conservatively, so conservative. That's, you know, people that are rated listening on commercial radio, and we can see on the streams listening, 4+ million a day. It's a joke, and our overhead is probably 1/10 of what Megyn Kelly's is. It still costs millions of dollars to run something like this, and thanks to your support, we're able to do it. But this is just biblical. What a joke. I can't believe that her ratings have gone 7 million, 5 million, 3 million. I mean, she is falling like a shooting star from her old highs of 5 million at Fox. Then she attacks Trump. It drops to 2 million. Then they get rid of her. Now they're talking about, you have your sources, getting rid of her contract.
Yeah, and so that's the whole thing is, at this point, we're actually doing her a favor. She isn't in our league anymore. Maybe she was at one time. Megyn Kelly, Tom Brokaw, they're just not in our league. They can't compete with us at all. So, yeah, I'm getting text messages from all kinds of high-level people from the government, media, you name it, even people from Hollywood saying, yeah, you know, at this point, you know, even one person who's a publicist for all the Hollywood people said, at this point, she is so dead and desperate that you're doing her a favor by talking about her. You guys are way bigger than she is. They want us to move on now. That's why I was telling Alex earlier, you know, I said, why even release the audio now? She's dead. We did the autopsy. We've inspected.
Well, we said we were going to do it, but I'm going to do this very, very delicately, as the Wicked Witch of the West says of the East. We're just going to go through and show the lies of the piece. Then we're going to show where she edited stuff, how she manipulated it, what I actually said. It's like making a documentary, but I'm going to put a deadline on it, a Friday, to try to just put it out. It's not fun, though, listening to hours and hours of her or myself.
I mean, she's boring, dude. No, that's the whole point is nobody wants to watch vapid Megyn Kelly, boring Megyn Kelly. Nobody wants to listen to her. They would rather watch you on Joe Rogan with the Joe Rogan podcast.
That is the most downloaded podcast of all time.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're in a room and there was something like the analytics were through the roof and they got bigger as you talk longer. So you guys were going for 4 hours and then Joe was like, hey, we got to stop. And I was like, I don't know, maybe Joe was, like, a little bit jealous or something.
No, he had to go do a – no. Joe's huge, probably bigger than I am overall for his total reach. And he's definitely smarter. He knows everything I know. He just you know, kind of runs down the rail there.
Talk about it.
But believe me, he knows what he's doing. No, he had to go do a sold-out show.
Gotcha. So you
no, well, what he is a super workhorse.
Gotcha. Well, you have to be. So the point, though, is the longer you guys talked – it spiked. When I started watching, you guys were doing 10,000 live viewers, and then it just kept going crazy. You guys would have had you probably would have crashed YouTube. But so the point is, for those of you listening, is Alex Jones can talk for 4 hours. The longer he talks, the more people listen. Megyn Kelly, it's the opposite effect. You hear her talk for 30 seconds, you're like, oh, God, another. It's like pretending you're interested in a girl when you're dating. You're like, oh, God, she's so
jealous. Sure, but I'm going to walk that thing back you did about Joe. Joe is one of the most unjealous people I know of anybody. He's super confident, and I'm not saying, you know, a masculine man in the classical side. He's smart, he's tough, he's funny. The truth was, he's got family like I do. He had family stuff that day. He got there a little bit late like we did. He's like, dude, great to see you. Man, it was like smog that day. I felt sick. He goes, let's just do like an hour, all right? And then when we start drinking a little bit of whiskey, he's not a big drinker, but for energy, we start drinking a little bit of whiskey. He goes, yeah, man, I got a sold-out show tonight. It'll be great. You want to go? You know, because maybe we get some dinner after. If not, I can't have dinner after this with you and Eddie if you're going to that steakhouse. And I'm like, no, let's just get it. He goes, all right, let's do an hour, hour and a half. And, you know, Eddie's here. Come on, let's go on in here. And then we did it, and then he got woke up, and then he went 4 hours, and then he's like, God, I'm exhausted. And then he went and did a two-hour show. So that's what happened behind the scenes.
Because everybody was asking me, they go, dude, the ratings kept getting higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. It was like Super Bowl-level ratings. So it's good. It's good that we covered. That's the whole point of doing real journalism is to give people behind the scenes, and people can't get enough of that. But with Megyn Kelly, nobody wants to hear the audio, man. I'm telling you. I mean, if you want to release it, you know, you're the boss. You can do what you want to do. But I think people are so
bored. I just don't want to listen to the torture.
No, I couldn't do it.
But frankly, I get a little annoying, too, because it was just the most dumb. It was 30 minutes on each subject just trying to get me to – because – and you know what? I screwed up because I'd finally just go, oh, when is this going to end? You're not asking me real questions. She would just cut to me going, ugh. And it wasn't me even with gotcha questions. It's like, dude, you just asked me like 9 times about Sandy Hook. I told you the answer.
Well,
and then she, it's just.
Point. Nobody, that's the thing is, I'll just tell you right now that it would be torture to assign that to anybody to do. Because I couldn't, if you said, hey, Sir Rich, you want to help me with this? I would be like, you know, I love you, Alex, but dude, I can't handle this, man. I cannot handle. I barely could watch her. I had to drink wine to even watch her for a few minutes cut into pieces. Because that's.
By the way, we're not just saying that.
It's true. I mean, no, it's true. I don't watch her. I don't watch Megyn Kelly. The people who listen to us and watch us don't watch Megyn Kelly. Even the liberals who are on her side, they're telling me, God, that was terrible, dude. You know, I'll never watch her again. She's so boring. She has nothing.
Let's think about Joe Rogan, though. He's like a real family guy. Like, I think he said he's been at a children's birthday party before, and then shopping and traffic, and you're like, ugh, and you're like in this office in, you know, L.A. I mean, this is the real world, folks. Isn't teleprompters. This isn't pre-screen. We're just dads. We're just people here fighting.
Well, I mean, your fame and Joe Rogan fame is, I don't want anything to do with that. So we're in Austin, actually.
I wouldn't even say it's fame. It's more like we have just connected with people.
Well, but the point is, though, for those of people who have never hung out with you, we were in Austin, and everywhere we go, people are looking, talking, sending people out to talk to him, checking it. So, you know, just from my own standpoint, like, Alex Jones is a level of fame.
Well,
so I can't imagine Rogan fame. That would not be fun.
Here's the only reason to have that message. For all the conservatives that want to kiss the mainstream media's butt and the congressmen that get upset when CNN or NBC says something, it's only because they're able to get to you and make you think that there's a controversy and then you start waffling and then that's happened. I mean, there have been times where I thought I was a little bit wrong, so to just do the right thing, I admitted I was wrong. Then they all freak out and think I'm weak, and it gets worse. So it's almost like I can't even say I'm wrong when I'm wrong,
no.
Even though I want to, because the enemy twisted.
No. So I've actually had this conversation with Shauna, because, you know, you're talking to your wife, people who love you, and I go, babe, if we lived in a decent world, there are things that I would apologize for. I would say, you know, I went too far on that. I didn't mean that. I said, but we do not live in a decent world. We live in a world where an apology or human decency or Christian morality is blood in the water. You can't show any weakness.
Damn right.
You double down. So the more they confront me, I just say, whatever, I put them on the defense, I go hard after them. No, we don't. These people have no morality.
Exactly, because the people they've got following them are the followers, the idiots. And I'm sorry, we don't need you to change the world. You want to be scared of CNN and scared of Megyn Kelly and scared of Tom Brokaw, be scared of them. We have audiences bigger. It doesn't matter if they make 50 times the money. I want people to be awake and free. We're going to break. We're going to come back into Russia. It's the big enchilada. I think this is how they undermine Trump. This is how they get his base to really turn against him, because we've been on the inside of this. You've got big sources. We know he's been against the war, against Syria. They're trying to manipulate him right now. The U.S. and Russia are in a major showdown. First off, though, I've decided, quite frankly, to bring in some of the biggest sales in our history. And you notice in the last year or so, we have more and more big sales because we've done it. We've habitualized the audience to always having sales. So you don't buy anything if there's not a sale. But I'm not like some of the big shops out there that raise their price and then have a sale, but it's really at the regular retail. You'll notice over the years the products are the same price, even though with some products the price has gone up for us, like Brain Force and others, like DNA Force. And so, quite frankly, I guess I'm going to have a new low price that is the sale, and then the sale price, you know, is the regular price, because that's how we fund our operation. Ladies and gentlemen, we've had free shipping for a week. It's going to end in a couple days. We have the Support Patriot Media Summer Mega Specials now live at InfoWarsStore.com for a very limited time, plus free shipping on top of it. This is one of the best sales in years. We have free store-wide shipping, Survival Shield X2, 30% off the already discounted price. Z-Shield, the new product, heavy metal, detoxifier, incredible. You're crazy if you and your family aren't taking this. 30% off. InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods, the very best out there. My Patriot Supply, private labeled, 30 to 40% off retail across the board. Emrex Essential Pack, 40% off retail, and you can sign up for auto ship and get an additional discount. That is a loss leader. Living Defense, that is the number one sleeper product that always sells out. Even though we're going to sell out of it, more's coming in a month. I'm discounting it 20% off because I want new listeners to try it. It's a bunch of concentrated herbs and from known from wives' tales that knock the parasites right down to bacteria out of your guts, the bad ones. Get Living Defense today. It's amazing. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. Try out the Embrix Essentials. It's amazing. 10% off store-wide when you sign up for auto ship. 25% off on Embrix Essentials when you sign up for auto ship. You do that with the specials, it's loss leaders. At cost are lower because I think these products are so powerful, I want to get you hooked to be a habitual supporter so we can expand this operation and absolutely win the overall war.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
message coming up in the next hour. We're going to open the phones up and take your phone calls as well. Watson's just on for two segments. We've got this supposed right-wing terror attack that we decry. One Islamist, one Muslim killed. A lot of weird stuff going on around the story. The man was already hurt in the street with people around him, and then was in front of a mosque, and then somebody ran into them. So we're trying to figure out exactly what's going on there. We've got a bunch of other big developments, but the big one is U.S.-led coalition downing of Syrian plane, act of aggression, and support for terrorists. Moscow views the U.S.-led coalition attack on Syrian government military jet as an act of aggression. Now, if you search engine President Trump, no boots on the ground, no Syrian war, you'll see our article that Paul Watson wrote 4 days before mainstream media wrote the exact same article, because that was real White House sources. The only reason I point that out is time and time and time and time and time and time and time again, we break and roll out what's really going on. Trump said no to troops in Syria. His aides aren't so sure. McMaster and others. Now, if you go back 4 days before that, just type in Infowars.com. You don't search Infowars.com. In Google, you put in Infowars.com, and then you type in Trump not planning wider Syria war, no boots on the ground, and you'll get Paul Watson's article. If you guys can't find it, call Paul. We must show everyone this. We must show it or just shut the show down, because we have to show folks how we're not the fake news, how we said it first from our sources, and then how 4 days later, word for word, that's what the president came out and said, because that was from the president.
Well, and I broke the story, too, how McMaster was pushing for a troop ground war in Syria, too. McMaster's war before Eli Lake did, and those guys in the fake news media do. And so when will NBC do a special on stories Infowars.com had before everybody else? Why is that? They want to pick two or three.
We won't do them. I've asked my crew that. We need to do that.
Yeah, you need to do a big, because
we're always so busy covering the latest.
But you got to take.
Yeah, but you had some of the same sources. So tell folks the battle, because the big deal is here, not even about credit. They're trying to maneuver Trump. They've got the artillery on the ground. They've got it all set up. They're trying to tell him to take out ISIS. But we have McMaster saying he wants to take out Assad as well.
Yeah, they're going to get the World War III. They want Iran. They want to drag in Russia. So they're talking about we need to worry about Iran. We need to worry about Syria. Even though in Syria you can actually be a Christian in Syria. You can't be a Christian in Saudi Arabia, but we're selling weapons and arms to Saudi Arabia where you can't be a Christian, you can't be a Jew. But in Syria, you can be a Christian. Wow. What is the common theme here? This is ultimately a war on Christianity. That is what the fake news media is doing. Any country where Christianity is allowed, they want war and carnage.
Got to call Paul. I have this OCD thing. I didn't used to be OCD. But then if I have an article and I know we broke it, we can't find it, I can't do the show. Keep going. I have to go off here.
Yeah, okay. They can also go to my medium.com page. McMaster wants ground war in Syria. So McMaster has been playing. That's at my medium.com/@Cernovich. That was another story. How McMaster is pushing hard for ground war in Syria. Now, here's what you learn. I learned this from Christian Orthodox people that visited Syria. You can actually set up, Petraeus and McMaster have taken over the NSC. They want massive ground war in Syria. That was April 9th. I had also done a story before that where I talked about how McMaster had been manipulating intelligence reports for the president and wanted 150,000 ground troops in Syria. And then, of course, people go, oh, you're fake news. There's no ground war in Syria. Because it takes a long time to manipulate these things in action. I mean, think about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. That's something the fake news media will never talk about. Why don't we do a special on NBC or ABC about the Gulf of Tonkin incident and how there have been false flag operations to drag us into a war? Media never wants to talk about that. I find that fascinating. So could there be another Gulf of Tonkin incident? Could this plane being shot down be another fake Gulf of Tonkin incident to drag us into war?
And let's be clear, they'll say that we're saying no plane got shot down. No. You can give the military orders that Trump hasn't actually given because he's turned the military loose.
You are listening.
People inside them can use that to try to start a war. We know that's the strategy. You broke it from your sources the same weekend we broke it. So we did show your side. Yes, he was right first. We was right.
Sold out for months. Our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first...